One minute, your portfolio is up, and the next minute, you're in a free fall. You're controlling the asset. You have the power to increase the cash flow. Try getting that deal in the stock market. It doesn't happen. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Real Estate Mix, where we get to talk about making smart moves with your money through real estate investing. I'm your host, Eric Anderson, and today we're diving into a classic debate, real estate versus the stock market. And by the end of this episode, you'll see why real estate, yes, often wins. So first off, let's start with some basics. When you invest in the stock market, you're buying a tiny piece of paper, basically a piece of something that's like a company, basically betting on its future performance. And sure, you may get solid returns, especially over the long haul, but the historical average return for the S&P 500 over the past 30 years has been around 7 to 10% annually. But there's a catch. The stock market is volatile. One minute, your portfolio is up, and the next minute, you're in a free fall like you just jumped out of a building. So, meanwhile, real estate is tangible. It's a physical asset that you can control. You can touch it. You can improve it. You can rent it out, meaning there's more opportunity for consistent cash flow. So let's dive into that a little deeper with a cash on cash return. Cash on cash return measures how much cash you're making annually on the actual cash you've invested. With stocks, the return is simply whatever the market gives you based on stock performance. You have no control. Historically, if you're investing in a diversified stock portfolio, you might see a 7% annual return on your investment, if you're lucky, that is. Now, let's talk real estate. Real estate investments, you can often achieve cash on cash returns in the range of 8% to 12% or even higher, especially if you're buying rental properties with finance. I bought some properties where I've cashed out in the building and have massive cash flow because I don't even have any money left in the building. So here's the key difference. You're leveraging other people's money, mainly the bank, when you're enjoying rental income. And you get tax advantages, long-term appreciation. And because you're controlling the asset, you have the power to increase the cash flow by raising the rent or dividing the building into multiple tenants and bringing in more money that way. Improving the property, making it look better to increase your rental value, or just getting rid of it and getting something that's going to bring you more money. It just doesn't stop there. Unlike stocks, which you generally have to sell to cash out, real estate offers multiple ways to make money. You know, the rental income, appreciation, tax benefits. In a down market, people still need a place to live. So rental income isn't going to disappear overnight. Like with a stock, the value could just go away. Now, let's talk about another big win for real estate, leverage. With real estate, you can borrow up to 80% of a property's value in a mortgage, sometimes even more. This means you only need to put down sometimes as low as 20%, sometimes even lower, 10%, or sometimes 3%, but you control 100% of the asset. Try getting that deal in the stock market. Doesn't happen. Plus, there's always the option to refinance that property. As I said, like I did earlier, get all your money out and still make rental income. You could also pass that down to one of your kids as part of your legacy. That's if they deserve it. So let's recap. Stocks, unpredictable and subject to major market swings. Real estate, more control, steady cash flow, solid returns. And with real estate, you can leverage your investment to maximize your gains while also benefiting from tax advantages, long-term appreciation. At the end of the day, both investment strategies have their place. But if you're looking for a tangible asset that you can control and use to build wealth over time, real estate is where it's at. So what are you waiting for? Go do it. Now, here are a few tips to take away from today's episodes. Look at cash on cash return when comparing investments. Real estate often outperforms stocks in this regard. It has for me. Two, leverage is your friend. Leverage in real estate using other people's money, like the bank, can increase your returns. Three, don't forget, real estate gives you multiple ways to profit: rental income, appreciation, tax benefits. Ask your accountant. They're going to teach you the ways to take advantage of depreciation. It's huge. So thanks for tuning into this episode of The Real Estate Mix. Make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and turn on your notifications. I love teaching you how I've made success in life through real estate, and I want to hear all about your questions. Leave them in the comments below, and we'll get answers out to you, and I look forward to seeing you on our next episode.
Thanks for watching this episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment, and we'll see you next time.